Oh my God.
What are you going to do to Anna's head, Lori? What'd you say?
I'm going to rubber band that microphone right to her head.
Well, that could be a problem.
Hi, we're back.
Whoa. Yes, we are.
Yes, we are indeed. Listen and Learn or Not, it's the podcast with, which really, you know, if you can get one thing out of it per episode, then
half
we're
a
happy,
thing,
right? And with Lori here, thankfully, it's you're guaranteed to get at least one thing when you have, you know, her life tip of the day.
Yeah.
Because it's so good, you're going to get something out of it.
You're going to love today's.
So, okay, we can't wait for Life Coach Lori's life tip of the day. My name's AJ. I host the afternoon show here in Seattle on Warm 106.9. Mark Coney winning.
Yes.
My
106.9.
That is amazing.
That is Anna D. She is the master of all trades within the Radio Ranch. And Lori Hardy does traffic. She is a life coach. She has a book. She has a podcast. She's a big deal. And we love having her with us. Now, about the Marconis.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, with this, most people don't understand the importance of a Marconi Award.
That's right. And we endearingly call it the Macaroni.
The Macaroni Award. Now, the Marconis are basically, is it fair to say they're like the Oscars of the radio world?
Yes, yeah, definitely.
I think that's a fair analogy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you have radio stations all over the country that are competing for these Marconi Awards, and five or six get nominated for different size markets. And we won the best adult contemporary radio station in the entire country.
Isn't that awesome?
And it was a great deal because there were some phenomenal stations that were nominated with us. We have been nominated before, but actually never won. So, you know, we like to congratulate ourselves, pat on the back.
Yeah.
And, of course, our fearless leader, Ron Harrell, our program director, and he's been with us now for about 3 years, I think it is.
Oh, gosh,
maybe a little over 3 years. Boy, time just flies.
Yeah,
and it's just a tribute to everyone here. We have such a great staff, and I'm proud to be a part of it, and with you guys as well, a big part of it as well. So congratulations to you ladies as well. All
David,
of us.
Did you guys happen to see his acceptance speech?
I did not.
Oh, my gosh. We got to go. You got to go to Ricky.
Okay.
He had it recorded. It was an amazing speech. I was just blown away. I mean,
so somebody did record it. I was hoping somebody would have gotten it.
I'm surprised it wasn't on Facebook or something.
Maybe Ron didn't want it on Facebook.
He's pretty humble.
Yeah, he is.
He's humble, and mm-hmm. when he's up there, like in front of, it was like the Oscars, like you said, up on stage. He was just killing it.
Good deal.
Awesome. He killed it.
I'll have to check that out. Maybe we can upload it to YouTube.
Yeah.
I'm sure we have to ask Ron first.
Mm-hmm. It'll go viral.
Mm-hmm. So what's going on, ladies? Anything happening in the world? Oh, my goodness. Look at that.
I know. They're still, remember, they were washing last week. They're still washing those windows.
It shocks you every time.
It's not every day. We're in a building that we're on the fifth floor, but we sit on top of a pretty big hill.
Yeah.
So we're up high. The building is high. Mm-hmm. And we have these big glass windows, which
we're looking
at. And we're in the studio. These big glass windows are right on us. And it's not every day that you see a giant thing going up and down, and they're cleaning the windows.
Right.
And it kind of startles you for a second. It's just like, oh, okay. And, you know, I was in doing one year, I was doing mornings, and the only thing I saw were these two flashlights. Because it was dark outside still, and they were already getting started. So I saw these two bright lights that were like 2 feet
like
away
aliens.
From me. I'm like, what in the hell is that? And it scared me. Like, I had to turn the lights off. So, you know, when you're, you know, when it's bright inside
right,
and it's dark, it's like, I don't want him to see me. I don't know what the hell this thing is. So I turned the lights off and I saw the, what is that thing called that they stand in? The safety platform, whatever that goes up and down. And I saw what it was. I was like, oh, whew, I feel much better now. But I didn't know what to think. I didn't know what to think. Here we are, you know, 100 feet up at least, and you see these two flashlights shining in on you.
Like, it's like airplane.
So that was that.
They probably cracked up seeing you just turn off the lights.
Oh, they probably did, because I probably jumped about 3 feet, too. When I turned around, I saw it out of the corner of my eye. I looked around, so I was like, oh, man, oh man, oh man. I'm a scaredy cat, especially this time of the year too. You know, Halloween. Coming up and you're watching those scary movies.
Aren't you going to make a costume for you and Max this year? Wasn't that the plan?
We have been going back and forth, and Max has had this, my 4-year-old, he's had this thing in his head since at least 8 or 9 months now, almost since last Halloween. He wants to be a robot, and then the robot turned into be a zombie robot. So
my wife's going to make the robot costume. And then he's like, well, how can I be a zombie? I said, well, why don't we do this? Why don't we have you have your robot costume and we'll just simply get zombie makeup?
Neat.
And then you can just be your little robot, whatever my wife's going to do to make that outfit.
Which will be awesome because
I don't know how she
does
it, but she does it. Her thing is to make the costume every year.
Neat.
I think it's a pain in the ass, but that's what she did growing up, and she likes to do that stuff. She has
tradition.
The patience. Mm-hmm. Yes, and I'm fine with that. I was like, you do it.
Yeah. You do you.
You do you, boo, and I'll do me. I'm going to go to the Goodwill store and find the costume and just put it on.
I'll just take it off the shelf.
Yeah.
And fork up the money.
Yeah. So that's what we're going to do. I think we're all going to be zombies, I guess. Zombies is pretty easy. It's fun. It's easy because you just put makeup on, blood, you know, splatter, tear up your clothes a little bit.
Well, you do that anyway.
That's pretty much what I do. I was waiting for that. I just kind of moan and groan and rumble. That's just me every day. I wear my Halloween costume every day to work.
Well, yesterday you were at King 5 Studios collecting food.
Yes.
And so I was directing people down there saying, be sure and stop by and you'll know who AJ is because he'll be the one jumping all around.
Oh, yeah. I was bouncing around getting ready for the game yesterday, the Seahawks. We were doing Seahawks tailgate party. And then we were collecting for the home team harvest, and that's where we're locally here in the Pacific Northwest trying to feed families that are hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of families that are hungry you know, all over the place,
yes.
But especially up here. So that's what we started. We started that campaign, the home team harvest with King 5. The big event that we do in various locations all over the Sound is going to take place on December 7th. That's where you know we're in like north, south, east, west, and all these events are taking place on this big, giant day. And we're taking donations, cash donations, non-perishable food item donations, and we're trying to raise. This year, our goal is 7 million meals. Now, last year, we almost got to 6 million, but we've had such a greater awareness over the past year. With this event, so we're hoping to get 7 million meals.
You know
has
what?
Has it been getting higher, that number? Like,
yeah, every year. Every year it gets higher.
Is it because that's how many?
This will be our third year. The first year, our goal was 4 million or 5 million, and the last year it was 6 million, and this year it's 7 million.
Golly.
So every year it's been going up, and then we've looked at the stats because they've been doing it. King 5's been doing it for longer, and it has been. It started out small, and now it's grown and grown and grown, and we do more events. As well around, you know, beforehand.
And what's beautiful about that is kids can get involved.
Oh, yeah.
And it gives them the sense, you know, when people get to give, it makes them feel good. And that's not why we do it, to feel good. But it is amazing when we have an opportunity to give. And sometimes we just need that opportunity, right? And so it's a way to let people know and then invite them to be part of it. And I mean, I know you do this with Max. You're very big on teaching him about giving to others.
Yeah, and we're going to do more of that. I want to do more of it. And now that he's getting to be that age, we're going to start to do more because he's starting to understand that. Last year, it was as simple as just he was three, and it was as simple as us bringing like two big bags of food. We went to – it was before we went to the football game, before we went to a Seahawks game, we had a little station set up there with King 5 and our partner, and we just brought cans of food, and I told him why we were bringing the food. I told him what we got to do, take them out of the bags, put them in the box, and then those boxes are going to go to the people that don't have the food, the kids and their moms and dads. Some people don't have the money to pay for food, so we have to help them. And he understood that, and he just put it in the box, and he felt really good.
That's
and he got
so
to
cool.
tell mom what he did afterwards, and you know, and that's just something that we're going to build on. Like you said, it makes you feel good, and you're helping others too, most important.
And then also, after the fact, volunteering.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of us don't maybe have the money to give, but we can volunteer and help sort. And I know your kids have been really big on doing that, Anna, and it's such a great experience for them to.
Well, it's a good experience, and that, you know, as they get older and keep on doing it, that the awareness that more and more people are getting homeless and it's just you can help like just people right next door to you. It's that close. The problem is that close. And they're becoming more and more aware that even kids their age get homeless. And it's so sad.
And this I don't talk to him about this, but we ourselves, I mean, if God forbid if something happens, we lose your job, we're not too far off from be in that position.
Most people are one or two paychecks away.
Yeah. I mean, it's a pretty scary thing. And, you know, it's so, you know, a lot of times you think of, oh, it was just people that, you know, did drugs or did this to themselves or that to themselves. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, it's just a very unfortunate circumstance that can happen to so many of us. Yeah. You know,
exactly.
Especially in this day and age.
At the day center, I would always tell the ladies, they would be like, I can't take that. Somebody else needs it more than me. And I would always say, you know, you today, somebody else tomorrow. It's like we all have a time when we're in need. And it doesn't matter who you are. You can always help somebody else. And to be a good receiver, to accept help graciously, it's really hard. But when we accept help graciously, the people that are helping, they get blessed. Because so often it's, you know, if you've been okay and then you run across rough times, it's easy to go, oh, no, no. And, you know, put your walls up. But being able to be humble and say, okay, I'll accept that help, that blesses other people. And it helps you be better about giving, too.
Yeah.
It really is a good feeling. It feels good to know you're doing something for others. And it just kind of just makes you feel good all over.
And it's nice to know, like, when you are doing these things, to know what's available. You really learn what's available to you in case something happens.
Yep.
Those food banks amaze me. All our food banks here in the Pacific Northwest are amazing. There's some in Bellingham we've worked at, you know, and they just get so many clients and people not knowing what's available at those food banks. And there are a lot of things available.
Yeah, my son is a recovering addict. He's been clean and sober for about a year. And the first thing that you want addicts to do is to volunteer. And so he's been volunteering at this church at their food bank, and he goes around on Saturdays, picks up the food from, you know, these kind of high-end restaurants, and then the next day they sort them, and then Monday they open up for the community.
That's really good.
You know, and it's like he said, you know, there's a lot of seniors. They have money, but they, you know, they don't really have food. And so it, you know, it makes him feel really good because he's doing a work, and then he sees that it's helping others.
Good for him, and good for you. I know you've shared quite a bit with your son, and it's so nice to see him at that level right now. So, I was wanting to know: is there a place like for like Halloween candy donations for kids who are less fortunate? Like, would I just go to a food bank to bring Halloween candy to kids that can't trick or treat, or is that a thing? Because I was wondering to myself, I was like, wonder. You know, for kids that don't trick-or-treat or can't trick-or-treat, is there a place we can bring Halloween candy to? Or?
Well, here's one of my thoughts is a lot of churches do a big trunk-or-treat. And so it's a place that's open for all kids. So maybe kids that don't have parents, they can still go there.
Yeah, and so, something like that.
Yeah, I know our church has big tubs out where they have everybody bring, so everybody gets candy.
Okay.
And so that's a good place to help out. Yeah, but I think that there are, you know, organizations, even like the mall. You've done the mall, right? Where they open up so that every kid can go. And, you know, I think that that's really amazing, plus the whole safety thing. So I think finding a place, a church or a event might be a good idea. And if somebody else has an idea, they should let us know. I said should.
Should.
She's shooting again.
Stop shooting.
They can let us know.
Now, Halloween, well, we are just coming up 3 weeks away, 3 weeks plus. And what I'm thinking about doing on our social media accounts is having like a Halloween candy tournament, like to vote for the Pacific Northwest's favorite Halloween candy. And every week I'm going to put on a Facebook poll, and we can start it here, you know, two Halloween candies or two candies. And, you know, candy bar or whatever, and have people vote which one they like, and then that moves on to the next round, and so on and so forth. And there's going to be a tournament of like 20. And this week, we're starting out with Milky Way. You remember the Milky Way candy bar?
Yeah.
And the Butterfinger?
Nougat.
Milky Way versus the Butterfinger. If you had to vote, which one do you like better?
Definitely Milky Way. Butterfingers are so...
Okay.
Gross.
Sorry, Anna. I would choose Butterfinger.
You choose the Butterfinger?
Nobody better lay a finger on my Butterfinger.
Believe it or not, I've never had a Butterfinger.
What?
I have never tried a Butterfinger.
I know what your favorite is.
I would vote for the Milky Way just of the unknown, but I think I am going to try a Butterfinger just so I can try it.
Okay.
It'll get stuck in your teeth a little bit.
That's going to be on our Facebook poll today.
It's going to give you cavities. Don't do it.
Yeah, but it lasts a little longer because it sticks in your teeth, right?
Now the butter, okay, so we know the Milky Way has the caramel and the nougat and the chocolate. Right?
Yeah.
And then the Butterfinger is a crunchy one.
Okay,
right?
Remember the old days that it was called a chicken bone? It was a candy that was a chicken bone. Do you remember that? Oh my gosh, am I dating myself? It was like, anyway.
Wait a minute here.
Help me out here, you guys.
A chicken bone?
And it had that kind of crunchy stuff in the middle.
It sounds disgusting.
It was awesome.
Chicken bones?
Yeah, I think it was called chicken
was
bone.
Was it the shape of a chicken bone?
No. It was just like, looked like a cigarette, kind of. It was just a long, skinny. Oh, now I'm going to have to Google chicken bone candy.
Man.
Anyways, right. It has that in the center.
Here's what a Butterfinger tastes like. Do you remember those? They're square peanut butter, fake peanut butter crunchy things that you chew, and then it wanted to simulate the taste of peanut butter, but it wasn't successful. Oh,
Bulk.
She's showing her.
You don't remember those?
I don't remember. I'm looking at the picture.
I need to see this.
It's really
bones.
A thing. I'm so glad because I was like, maybe.
Is it currently a thing?
No, I don't remember those. I don't remember the chicken bone candies.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Oh, wow.
Do you,
but
Andy?
It's kind of, it's not gummy, it's hard, but then it sticks in your teeth.
Now, I remember they were orange.
Yep.
I saw some orange ones, but they looked more like peanuts.
Yeah, but they're called chicken bone.
But it's like that.
I think I do remember those, actually.
It's like those peanut things you're talking about, but chocolate covered.
Yeah, well, there was no chocolate on these candies. I remember the orange, and they were
what a Butterfinger would
taste. And they were soft.
Yes, there it is. It's orange, and it's Idaho Spud. Do you remember those?
No, I don't remember those. Oh. This was a different texture.
You bite in. This is just the outside, and the inside is that Butterfinger.
See, the one I'm thinking about was these. They were little orange. They were like an inch long, and you bit. They were spongy. They were kind of spongy.
And
they tasted like orange.
I don't
like peanuts.
Oh, yeah, no.
And I didn't care for them, but I ate. I remember them as a kid.
Soft peanut thing.
Yes.
Oh, that is so gross.
They were pretty gross.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I remember eating them as a kid.
They didn't even taste like peanut.
No.
Not even an attempt to. It's like orange.
I think they looked like cream. Yes, they were orange, and then they looked like a peanut, but it was like sponge. I don't know why. I remember eating them. Yes, but I never had the chicken bones, Lori. I don't know.
So will candy corn make your list of options?
Candy corn is disgusting.
Yeah.
But yes, it will make the list. It is going to be in the tournament. I can't reveal all the candies in the tournament.
Yeah.
It's a secret. But this week, it's Milky Way versus Butterfinger. So.
Okay.
Yes.
Here's one I really miss. I don't think anybody does this. But it is, people used to have these popcorn balls and then wrap them up in these color transparent.
Yes, I do remember
wrappers.
That. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that was homemade or what, but I miss those.
Yeah. Well, now because you can't really do handmade, people will throw that away.
I do remember those. They had the different decorations. The wrappers were colors. They had some like Dracula faces and Frankenstein.
I never ate them, but it was nice to get them in our bags.
Did you ever find anything in your candy? Like, did you ever find anything in your candy or like a lace?
Like a razor blade?
Yeah.
My first years, I grew up in Seattle, and we went door to door, and there's not one person I can think that had that kind of a thing.
I never did either.
Yeah.
I mean, who does that? Come on.
Well, it happens.
I know it happens, I guess, but that's just really, you got to be really an evil person.
But in this day and age, really, you know, we don't want our kids knocking on doors, which is so sad because it was a neighborhood thing. So I like it that different churches do these kind of events. And it's not, they're not proselytizing. They're not trying to convert anyone. They're just trying to make a safe place.
And that's, I remember my mom and my dad distinctly. They always, before you dig in there and eat, let's dump it out and check it. We got to check it and make sure, you know, everything was sealed up properly. And I couldn't eat it until they checked it. And that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
And we're doing the same thing with Max. You know, we don't, no eating it until we look at it, make sure everything's okay in there, and then we go from there.
And then when he goes to bed, do you go in and eat all his
candy? Oh, there's a parent tax. There's a parent tax. Mom and Dad, we have a parent tax. It's 74%.
Oh, wow. So much?
Well, maybe not quite that high. There's a parent tax.
All in the guise of keeping him from cavities.
Yes, exactly.
It's for your protection.
Mm-hmm.
So we got the weekend coming up here. Any big plans for you?
I'm going to a rock show.
Oh,
you know,
God.
I'd say I'm a rock hound, but I haven't really gone out rock hounding. I just.
What do you consider a rock show?
People that like.
Van Halen?
Yeah, right. No, rocks.
Oh,
I thought you meant a rock cons, like a rock show, like a concert.
Guys, you're so radio.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry we're radio.
And you're talking about actual rocks, like you pick up on the beach?
Like something you throw?
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
I love.
We were way off, Anna.
And I have a rock tumbler. And my rock tumbler, the first batch, they didn't come out too shiny, so I did something wrong. But you can go, and they have, like, all kinds of different rocks that they've gone and dug up, and now they have too many they want to get rid of. So you can buy, like, jasper and different.
Of course, we should have known that's what it was. Because my first thought when Lori said a rock show, I was like, whoa.
I'm like, where are you going?
Lori, where'd that come from? I don't picture you being a rocker, but cool.
What show? Me and Pam.
That's so funny.
Pam's our resident rocker.
What you're talking about is, like, getting rocks, and then you shine them yourself with your tumbler.
Yeah, that's right? What I do. And yeah. But I've always got my own rocks, and so now I'm going to go and look and see what they have and maybe buy some.
Whoa.
It's in Marysville. It's the Gem Rock and Gem Show. It's the rock club in Marysville.
Fantastic.
Washington.
Do people make a lot of money from after you've polished these things?
Not really. It's a hobby.
I've seen them in a lot of places. They get sold.
Yeah, and it's a hobby, and now they've got Girl Scouts, the Brownies, are doing this. They're learning how to polish rocks as a fundraiser.
Nice.
So they're learning kind of something that they can, you know, enjoy and... Rocks are fun.
You know my fun plans for the weekend are?
What?
I have to figure out what the hell's wrong with my dishwasher. Because the dishwasher's not working.
And he's the unhandy man.
Wait,
all right, listen, are you ready for
bought?
This? Oh, yeah, ready for this?
Oh, no.
This is the joys of home ownership. # joys of home ownership. My dishwasher that I bought 2 months ago is not working.
No. You got the display model, so it's probably not warranted.
Yes, it is warranted.
Oh, good.
It, not from Best Buy where I bought it. I didn't get the extra protection, but I did. There is a 1-year factory warranty through the company that made the dishwasher because I contacted them.
Good. Oh, okay.
So I just got to give them the serial number and all that stuff. So it really shouldn't be a big deal. Everything's covered. But I'm having a problem where I don't know if you guys ever had this in any of your houses. Just one of our faucets in the bathroom, the water is brownish. Tan. It's like tan. It's not like real brown. It's just like you could tell. It's like.
Are you in Flint, Michigan?
Nah, no. But it's so weird because none of the other water faucets are doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Even the sink in that bathroom, the water is perfectly clear and clean. But in the bathtub, when we're filling up the bathtub, we were giving Max a bath. And we noticed the brown. It was like a brown tint in the water.
Does it smell?
No. It doesn't smell at all. I even took a shower just to see, you know, and it feels.
Did notice you have a tan?
Yeah.
I got a little tan tint to me from the brown water.
It's called rust.
So I don't know what's going on with that. So we got to figure out what the heck is going.
Is
you
it?
Guys,
do you think it's from the pipes? Or
that's what I'm worried about.
Yeah, depending on where it comes from. I lived in a house where we had a well, and when it got low, all of our water, but all of it, not just one faucet, it was disgusting.
Yeah. Well, this is just like light, it's like a tint to it, and we don't have a well. But I mean, I don't know if it's pipes or what, but it's one thing after another. Being a homeowner, can't do it, if you can just rent.
Yeah. So
yeah,
do you?
No kidding.
What do you do? Do you call a plumber? Do you get the water tested? What do you do?
Well, stop that's freaking.
I gotta call. You gotta call a plumber, I guess. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not going to go and check the pipes. I can't do that.
Mm-hmm. Are you googling it? Are you googling?
I'm gonna try. I called a plumber, and they're like, "Well, it's $150 for us to come out there."
Yeah, it is.
That just pisses me off to no end.
I've had to do that too.
Oh.
Yeah.
I
not for that same reason, but anytime a plumber has to assess something, whether it's that or just, you know.
Well, they're $150, and then, you know, then they'll give you, here's $4,000, and good luck.
Yeah.
All right. So that's what I got to do this weekend.
Oh, boy. You usually have fun weekends. This one isn't going to be too fun.
I've had some fun weekends, but honestly, the last few months, it's been tough because there's always something to do. When you own a house, it's completely different than
HOA.
Renting.
HOA. Remember
and
that rant?
The HOA and everything else, it's just like my problems. I kind of just want to go back to renting.
Mm-hmm. I don't blame you.
I kind of do.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of do.
I kind of do.
I don't blame you. I feel like I remember the days that any time we had any problem from a roof leak to anything, it was the landlord's problem, and we didn't have to fork up any money.
And I put.
But then they raised the rent.
I've been starting to put a lot of money into the house, and I'm starting. Because we don't have a lot of extra cash lying around. It's just like, man, I don't know about this.
Mm. It's a good investment.
It is.
Think of that.
It is, and we're happy with that. But.
And we're not. You guys are. You know where you're living. It's just going up and up and up.
Yeah.
Because
adulting
that value,
is hard.
It is hard. Mm. It is hard. Life coach Lori, what's your life tip of the day? Is there something you can help me out? Talk me off the ledge here a little bit.
Okay.
Talk me off the homeownership ledge.
DIY. YouTube.
Okay. So I want, you know, I always say listen without, and don't think about what you're going to say next, right? I always say just listen. But this time I want you both, and I didn't want to plan ahead. I want you both to listen and think about what you're going to say next. So there is this awesome activity that I do with my coaching groups. And I think it originated with NPR, and it's called I Come From. Have you heard of this?
Uh-uh.
So my coaching group, I'm going to tell you not their name, but we came up with this. So I Come From. So I come from wine tasting and wise women to crocheting and basketball mama. I come from learning to fly, sign language, secret words, 45s on a stereo, Sprite in the woods, dirty shorts in red clay mud, 2 mile hike from the bus stop. I come from lacy socks, swimming in the deep end, pretending to be a mermaid, baptizing cousins in the shallow end. I come from, I was so fortunate to grow up on the beach, seashells and agates, forts on the beach, hour-long bus rides, heartbreak and triumph, 10 times over.
That's awesome.
So where do you come from? What comes to your mind when you just...
I come from trailer park trash and river rats.
There you go.
I don't have to think about it more.
I know.
No, but the whole point is you don't think about it.
Oh.
You come from football. You come
I come from a place of love, hugs, eating lots of spaghetti on Sundays, and sports everywhere. But when I think back, I come from love, food. Our family was about love, food, and sports.
He is
those
Italian.
Three things.
Awesome. How'd that feel when you said that?
Trailer park trash, too. We had a little trailer trash. And we had the river rats by us, too. So
I love it. Okay, Anna. She hates to be put on the spot.
Cue the dueling banjos. Near, 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 near.
Got a pretty mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness gracious.
All right, Anna.
Oh, is it my turn?
You hate to be put on the spot.
No, it's okay. I'm full. I'm so medicated right now, so anything goes.
I got to go on the radio now, so you guys wrap this up.
Oh, okay. Oh, you do have to. Bye.
Bye. You're not going to know where Anna comes from.
Oh, no, that's okay. He can listen back to this fabulous podcast. And
knowing Anna the way I do, she comes from parts unknown.
No. Okay,
trailer
Anna.
Trailer park trash and river rats.
Whoa.
Okay, let me see. I come from...
I think of your arch that you always talk about.
I come... Well, I'm going to go a different route okay. right now because it's not even deep. It's coming from just this week is that I come from germ-infested gym. A flu shot that didn't work, and now I have the cold.
No, see?
A severe, severe cold that I think might turn into a flu. No, actually, I reached the peak yesterday, so I'm much better. But I know that wasn't very deep, but that's where I'm at.
That's where you're at
that's
right now.
That's where I'm at.
But here's the thing. This is something that you can do over and over. So my group, my coaching group, I had them do it, and they came up with that, all that awesome stuff. And then they've been doing it with their husbands.
Neat.
And it's been so bonding. And so in the morning when they're having their coffee, they're like, they just start, I come from. And just things out of their life. Because if you think we have this whole life of where we came from. And so and it might be fun to do with your kids.
Do that.
I come from. It's a great conversation.
Pull them away from the video games.
I come from video games.
I come from Fortnite. And Roblox.
Well, this is Listen and Learn.
Or not. Bye.